Need for Evangelical Witness in Today's World. 52. A burning question of the present day preoccupies us. How can the message of the gospel penetrate the world? What can be done at those levels in which a new culture is unfolding, where a new type of man is emerging, a man who no longer believes he needs redemption? Since all men are called to the contemplation of the mystery of salvation, you can understand how these questions create such a serious obligation in your lives and such a challenge to your apostolic zeal. Dear religious, according to the different ways in which the call of God makes demands upon your spiritual families, you must give your full attention to the needs of men, their problems and their searching. You must give witness in their midst, through prayer and action, to the good news of love, justice and peace. The aspirations of men to a more fraternal life among individuals and nations require above all a change in ways of living, in mentality and in hearts. Such a mission, which is common to all the people of God, belongs to you in a special way. How can that mission ever be fulfilled, if there is lacking an appreciation of the absolute, which results from a certain experience of God? This does but emphasize the fact that authentic renewal of the religious life is of capital importance for the very renewal of the church and of the world. Living witnesses of the love of the Lord. 53. Today more than ever, the world needs to see in you men and women who have believed in the word of the Lord, in His resurrection, and in eternal life, even to the point of dedicating their lives to witnessing to the reality of that love, which is offered to all men. In the course of her history, the Church has ever been quickened and gladdened by many holy religious who, in the diversity of their vocations, have been living witnesses to love without limit, and to the Lord Jesus. Is not this grace, for the man of today, a refreshing breeze coming from infinity itself, and foreshadowing man's liberation in eternal and absolute joy? Open to this divine joy, live generously the demands of your vocation, renewing the affirmation of the realities of faith, and in its light interpreting in a Christian way the needs of the world. The moment has come, in all seriousness, to bring about a rectification, if need be, of your consciences, and also a transformation of your whole lives, in order to attain greater fidelity. Appeal to all religious. 54. As we contemplate the tenderness of the Lord, when He referred to His followers as the little flock, and reassured them that His Father was pleased to grant them the kingdom, 67, we make this appeal to you: keep the simplicity of the least ones of the gospel. May you succeed in discovering this anew in an interior and closer relationship with Christ, and in your direct contact with your brethren. You will then experience through the action of the Holy Spirit the joyful exaltation of those who are introduced into the secrets of the kingdom. Do not seek to be numbered among the learned and clever, whose numbers seem inclined by a combination of circumstances to increase. Such secrets are hidden from thee. 68. Be truly poor, meek, eager for holiness, merciful and pure of heart. Be among those who will bring to the world the peace of God. 69. Fruitful radiation of joy. 55. The joy of always belonging to God is an incomparable fruit of the Holy Spirit, and one which you have already tasted. Filled with the joy which Christ will preserve in you even in the midst of trial, learn to face the future with confidence. To the extent that this joy radiates from your communities, it will be a proof to everyone that the state of life which you have chosen is helping you by the threefold renunciation of your religious profession to realize the greatest possible expansion of your life in Christ. Seeing you and the life you lead, the young will be able to understand well the appeal that Jesus never ceases to make among them. 70. The council, in fact, brings this to mind. The example of your life constitutes the finest recommendation of the Institute and the most effective invitation to embrace the religious life. 71. There is no doubt, moreover, that by showing you profound esteem and great affection, bishops, priests, parents, and Christian educators will awaken in many the desire to follow in your footsteps, in response to that call of Jesus which never ceases to be heard among His followers. Prayer to Mary. 56. May the most beloved Mother of the Lord, after whose example you have consecrated your lives to God, obtain for you in your daily journeying that lasting joy which Jesus alone can give. May your life, following her example, give witness to that maternal love which should animate all those who, associated in the apostolic mission of the Church, collaborate in the regeneration of men. 72. Beloved sons and daughters, may the joy of the Lord transfigure your consecrated life, and may His love make it fruitful. With deep affection we bless you in His name. From the Vatican, on the feast of the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul, June 29, 1971, in the ninth year of our pontificate. Paulus P. P. 6.